After 41 years at the Daily Gazette, Bill Buell is calling it quits. He spent 23 years as a sports writer, 18 in the newsroom, and he's now taking up a new challenge as the Schenectady County historian. Bill will continue to file articles with the Gazette as a freelancer. Bill is here now to look back and look ahead. Bill, in your retirement announcement, you wrote the following, and I really love this line. If you stick around long enough and you be respectful of people, they will talk to you. That should probably be taught in journalism school, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's a really great line. Is that the motto you've lived by all those years?
I didn't really realize I was living by that motto. I think it just kind of came about naturally. I try to be respectful of people. Try not to be too much of an obnoxious, opinionated journalist. You can survive just fine without being that way.
I don't think people outside of the business realize how tough it can be to get people to talk. I know some people outside the media think you just pick up the phone, you call somebody up, and they're willing to talk. That's not the case at all, is it? It's a real skill to get people to talk to you.
And sometimes there's you talk to somebody and you just get the sense that they don't have the sense of what you're really after. So you have to, you may have to ask a question three different times before you get the response that you're looking for.
You worked in both sports and news. How would you compare them? Or did you like one better than the other? Talk about each field you were in.
Sports was great. When I was younger, I was really into sports. It's different than news. And for most of my career, I've been a features writer, which means I wasn't coming back from an event at 10 o'clock and writing a really fast story for tomorrow's print edition. That's what I did as a sports writer quite a bit. In the last 18 years, I've been doing mostly feature stories, which means you have a little bit of time to, tweak and craft a story and think about what you're doing. There's a deadline pressure, but it's not the same as it is in sports or if you're covering hard news.
You know, this is the first time I think Sophia Loren and Bobby Rydell were ever mentioned in the same sentence in this in this interview. But you mentioned them in the same sentence in your goodbye message. That's the diversity of the people you've talked to over the years. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I have talked to a diverse group. Bobby Rydell, I was a big fan of his way back when. Sophia Loren, how can you not be a fan of hers? I talked to Bill Cosby before we knew about his troubles. My favorite interview, the one I was the most excited about, is probably Pete Seeger.
Yeah.
And I got him on the phone for like 55 minutes, and he was absolutely wonderful, and I've always been kind of a hero of mine, so that was really special.
You've been with the Daily Gazette. It was called the Schenectady Gazette back when you started. It's
right.
Now the Daily Gazette for 41 years. It seems every day somebody's writing the obituary for the daily newspaper. But what do you see the future of newspapers?
Well, we've certainly taken a big hit. Maybe the newspapers that have survived, I'd like to think they're on firm ground now. But, newsroom staffs have been cut. We used to have, I don't even know, maybe 30, 35 reporters, 15 years ago, and there's been a slow erosion. We're down to like 10 now.
Yeah.
So everybody's working harder. You're producing more stories. So it's discouraging at times, but it's also wonderful.
One thing I've always loved about the Gazette, it came to my house when I was just a little boy. It pretty much looks the same back then as it did now. It's got a consistency, but in a good way. It knows what it is. It knows what it's trying to do. Would you agree with that?
I can remember when I was a kid, people coming in from out of the area to visit our family. And my father's war buddies, for instance, when they came into town, they just couldn't wait to get the newspaper in their hand because they really enjoyed how it looked, how it was, produced. So, and that's, it's got something to do with the presses, and that's over my head, but I do know what you mean, Brian.
Yep. What about the new job you're taking on? You decided to become county historian. What led you to accept that position?
Well, I've always been interested in history. I went to Schenectady County Community College and then the University at Albany and got a history degree. So it's always been a passion of mine. I've been volunteering at the Schenectady County Historical Society for almost 20 years. And Schenectady's history is just so fascinating. You know, we have our classic American horror story, the Schenectady Massacre, the French and Indian raid of 1690. And then we have this wonderful colonial period throughout the entire 18th century. And then we have two wars that were played out in New York State, the French and Indian and the American Revolution. But then there's also the Erie Canal, which is the way America made its way westward.
Thomas Edison.
But before we get to Edison, we have the Schenectady Locomotive Works, the first passenger rail traffic that was a good indication that it was going to be the wave of the future, happened in September of 1831 from Albany to Schenectady. So we have the Schenectady Locomotive Works that turns into ALCO, American Locomotive Company. And then we have Thomas Edison showing up in 1886 and with his Edison Electrical Works that turns into General Electric in 1892. And we have all these wonderful GE scientists that are so fascinating and interesting to me that I've had a great opportunity to do stories about.
What is the job of county historian exactly? What do you do?
Well, we're going to celebrate that wonderful history I just spoke about. That means we're going to be doing presentations, workshops. I have two friends who want me to do something about the history of food. I'm going to develop a Schenectady encyclopedia. First, I'll do it online, and then hopefully at some point we'll have a print product. But just kind of giving a quick summary of famous people, places, and things that happened in Schenectady County. But a lot of it's going to be me making presentations about local history and then also bringing in people. And I should add that we have a handful of really knowledgeable people who have certain areas, certain niches of local history that they are just great at. So that'll be part of it, too.
Bill Buell is the new Schenectady County historian. He is taking that position after 41 years at the Daily Gazette. He covered sports. He's been a feature writer. He's done just about everything. And Bill, good luck in your new job.
Thank you very much, Brian.